Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Rafael Reynoso.
Okay, I think
that's okay, it. That is...
Revocation?
Is it a revocation?
I don't know.
No, it's a parole.
Oh, pardon.
What's his name, Rafael?
Oh, okay, yes, it's a parole.
The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, could you just state your name and your ADC number for us for the record, please?
89384.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, sir, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. And my name is Michael Johnson, and I am going to be acting as your panel chair this morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go over some information, then I'm going to come back to you to give us some information as we go through this sequence of events. Sir, you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a regular parole or home absolute discharge, sir. You are currently serving a 10-year sentence for attempt molestation of a child. You were became parole eligible on July 1st, 2016. Your sentence end date is March 20th of 21, sir. You actually are coming off two expired sentences that you had. You had two 10-year sentences that were running concurrent. Those sentences are expired. One of them was for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime. The other one was molestation of, attempted to commit molestation of a child. So those two sentences have since expired. According to your institutional progress report, sir, you state that you will stay with your brother, Benny Reynoso, and Kalen Antonio Nogales, Sonora, Mexico. He'll provide you with housing, food, and allowances until such time as you find a job. You also state that your sister, who lives in Mexico, will provide assistance. And left your sister's phone number here. You have had no disciplinary actions, violation here. You didn't get any tickets since you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, sir.
That's something to commend you for. I had to go back to the packet a couple of times just to make sure in the Ames report, but you, I commend you for not receiving any tickets during that time, sir. You have come before the parole board approximately eight times, starting back in May of 06, and your last appearance before the parole board was in September of 2016. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you haven't received that much, taken that many classes since you've been incarcerated, sir. Is there a reason why you haven't taken that many classes since you've been incarcerated?
No, they don't provide nothing, sir.
They what, sir?
They don't provide classes here.
They don't. You didn't take any, have an opportunity to attend any sex classes?
No.
Mr. Johnson, sometimes programming is limited for Mexican nationals.
Okay.
And they're not eligible. So he couldn't take it even if he wanted to.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, I'm going to go with some information that we have involving this incident. And this is an incident that occurred back in 1991 and, in the month of August, which led to your arrest a couple of months later, that you had three sexual encounters with Renee Erica, who was 9 years old, and she was your stepdaughter. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. According to your statement that you did have intercourse with her, that you had both, looks like, and I can't share, vaginal and rectal intercourse with her, is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so according to the information that I had, you were working late shift and tried to avoid this situation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, so in your own words, sir, could you just tell this board what was going through your mind, how this incident occurred during that period of time?
Well, at that time I was on drugs. I used a lot of drugs and then and not worry about what I did, sir. No, right now my mind is clear. No more drugs or nothing. I changed it.
So you actually have a detainer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, according to you know the information that I have, sir. So originally, did you say that you weren't interested in parole, so you were not concerned about a release plan last year?
I don't understand.
Last year, sir, did you say that you weren't interested in parole and didn't provide a release plan at the parole hearing?
Yes, sir.
So what has changed between your last parole hearing and now, sir?
Well, I'm working here in a medical unit. I worked for 14 years almost here in a medical. And my family is waiting for me.
So, sir, prior to this incident occurred, what type of criminal history did you have?
What?
Prior to this incident occurring, what type of criminal history did you have?
What?
A criminal history.
Oh, no, I don't have nothing.
Nothing. So, sir, how long had you been in the United States?
Like 32 years.
32 years?
And yes, sir.
No prior criminal record?
No.
Okay. So, you've been here 32 years, sir. So, what is your plan? Your plan is to go back to Mexico, but you appear to have spent a good portion of your life here in the United States. Are you planning on coming back, or are you planning on just going to Mexico instead?
No, I stay in Mexico. I don't have that to back.
Do you have any family here in the United States, sir?
Yeah, I got my kids living in Tucson.
And how old are your kids?
Well, they are married already.
So are those your natural kids? Because this was your stepdaughter, is that right?
Yeah.
So are those your natural kids or your stepkids?
Yeah, my natural kids is Michelle and Rafael Jr.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Reynoso, can you hear me?
Si, senor.
I know you said that you were using drugs at the time. What kind of drugs were you using?
I used heroin, cocaine, and pills, all kinds of drugs. And when I commit my crime, when I surrendered myself to the police, I went to the police station. I surrendered myself for what I did.
My question is whether you were using drugs or not, were you always attracted to children? Because I'm not a psychologist, but I think it takes more than drinking alcohol or drugs to be attracted to underage children. So was that something that you were always attracted to?
No, I am from the young age. I started drinking and using drugs. Right now my mind is clear.
Do Do you still have an attraction for children? Are you still attracted to children?
Yes, I'm all, sir.
Thank you, sir. I have no further questions.
So just a slight follow-up to Mr. Quinones. What was it that attracted you to your stepdaughter, sir?
I don't know. It was my mind is not clear. It was drugs.
So you have one other daughter, is that correct, sir? That's your natural daughter?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you ever have any encounters with her?
Michelle also.
Sir?
Michelle also.
So did you have any encounters with her sexually?
No, sir. No.
So I'm trying to understand what is the difference between her and her stepdaughter.
I don't know. Like I said, when I commit my crime, I was so drunk.
Okay, sir, I'm going to the board, see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Rittenhouse?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Reynoso, In a report that I'm reading, the pre-sentence report, there's a paragraph that talks about your belief that your stepdaughter was kind of coming on to you, or that it says she would take her clothes off. Let's see, I'm trying to find that again. So she would take her clothes off in front of you. She didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
No.
Did she come on to you?
Oh, he's not correct.
So what was your relationship with her? I mean, did you... I guess I'm having a hard time asking that. Did you have a normal relationship as a father with her? Did you do things, go to games or things like that with her?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for that.
So, but did you do activities as a family? Go to church?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did those things too. All right.
We live a normal life. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Dr. Rice.
Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson. Okay. Mr. Esso, now, when you committed this crime, what were you doing? What kind of employment did you have at that time, sir?
What kind of job?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I worked in the company Badger Meter in Rio Rico.
And what was your wife doing at that time? Was she working or she was a housewife? What was she doing at that time? Did she have a job?
She's a wife. House.
Okay. Did she know what was going on between you and her natural daughter?
No, sir. I'm giving you a thing.
Yeah. Let me jump forward, sir, with your natural daughter that's here in Tucson. Do you have any relationship with her at all? Is she on your visitor list, or does she write you, or do you talk by telephone? Do you have any relationship with your natural daughter at all at this time?
I I don't understand.
You said you have kids down in Tucson, your kids, your natural kids,
yes,
that you're the father of. And I'm asking, do you have a relationship with them at all today?
She sent me letters sometimes, yeah.
When the last time you heard from her?
Like 3 years ago.
And you are in the process of going to, if you are released, you want to go to Mexico, but you have a daughter here. How can this board be assured that you wouldn't return here to spend some time with your daughter here in the United States, sir?
They have a Chinese life here already, and I want to start my life in Mexico.
When was the last time you had contact with your family in Mexico? I think you said that your mother and some other relatives in your progress report, those would be the ones who you would be living with and who would be responsible for you. So have you had contact recently, with your brother? Have you had contact with your brother down in Mexico recently?
Yeah, they sent me letters and they sent me some money for one of my release. Yeah, my sister Rosa Reynoso and Benny Reynoso, they provide me help over there and a job.
So what would you be doing if the ICE saw fit to return you to Mexico, if this board saw fit to send you to ICE? What would you be doing, what kind of job would you have in Mexico, sir?
Well, and the construction and I don't know anything. My life has changed already, sir.
Okay, sir. Now, I understand why you haven't taken any of these sex classes. I understand that because you are from a foreign country and that they would not be available to you. But have you contemplated within yourself, since you've been unable to take these classes, what made you do that? I mean, the triggers, as sociologists would call them, that made you have sex with your stepdaughter. Have you thought about what was really going through your mind at that time, sir?
Right now, I am a new man. I'm a Christian. I love God. And he changed me on my mind, my heart. And I told him, I apologize for what I did. And I know I'm guilty for what I did. I know I excuse myself, but my God has changed me, sir, completely.
But sir, the only reason that I've heard, and maybe you said something that I was not focusing on, the reason that you committed this was, well, two reasons. One was because you were heavy into drugs, and because your stepdaughter was tempting you, my terminology, not yours. But other than that, was there any particular reason why you would have been attractive to someone of that age, sir? Anything that was going on? Did you have, let me just ask this question, let me ask it this way. Did you have a normal, maybe that's the wrong word, but I'm going to use the word normal sexual relations with your wife at that time, sir?
Yeah.
And yet you were still attractive to your stepdaughter at the same time, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much, sir, and thank you, Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Just a question that maybe Mr. Oliveri can clear up. I'm not sure that going to Mexico would be an option for parole. So that would not be an option. That's not available. It would have to reside in the United States.
Okay.
Thank you.
right, sir, the board is going to go into discussion. Prior to the board going into discussion, sir, I want to give you the opportunity to make any last minute statements or provide any information to the board that you haven't already provided without repeating yourself, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
Well, I apologize for what I did, and I take all the classes in here or alcohol behavior, and it's a lot that I take it that way. I don't remember, and I don't have any fear. So, yes, I'm asking for an opportunity to go back to my family.
Okay, sir. So, sir, the board's getting ready to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, to remain silent while the board's on in discussion, sir, we will make a determination as to either whether to grant or deny your parole at this time, sir. And then we'll get back to you with the decision of this board, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir, the board's now in discussion. Again, we're going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. This is kind of a case where Mr. Renoso, he hasn't been in any trouble, didn't have a whose criminal past prior to this incident happening. He did sexually assault his 9-year-old stepdaughter, resulting in her having herpes both in her anal and vaginal area, and caused her an enormous amount of pain when she went to urinate, which was the reasons for taking her to the doctor, getting her examined, and finding out that this incident had occurred. Although Mr. Renoso does have a plan to go back to Mexico and stay with his family, he does have kids that are here and ex-wife that is here, and I'm not sure that he wouldn't come back to the United States, but he does have a hold on him at this time, which makes him not eligible for home arrest because of the, I'm going to assume because of the immigration hold that he has on him, makes him not eligible for home arrest, because it's it doesn't certify him eligible for home arrest, just regular parole or absolute discharge. So, based on the information and the crime that was actually committed, the victim being 9 years old when she was sexually assaulted, although Mr. Renoso has not had any tickets since being incarcerated, which is rare. I am definitely not comfortable, nor do I think it's in the best interest of the welfare and safety of the community to grant him an absolute discharge or regular parole at this time. Mr. Quinones.
I think I'm just echoing what you're saying, but I think that due to the serious nature of his crime, the release of Mr. Renoso would create an undue risk to the community, in particular regards to the fact that he was molesting a child under the influence of illicit substances. He's got a sentence end date of March 10, 2021, in which time he'll be returned to Mexico.
Therefore, I am going to, is there anyone comments from the board? Therefore, I am going to make a motion to deny absolute discharge or general parole to Mr. Renoso at this time. That will be my motion. I'm going to state the reasons for the motion, and the reasons for the motion is going to be that it was I'm going to consider that because the age of the victim is serious and violent offense, also a serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, definitely age of the victim, a marked serious bodily injury out there because a victim, 9-year-old female, did contract both anal and vaginal herpes. unless the board has some other conditions on there, those would be the conditions that, reasons that I'm going to use for the denial.
In addition to that, Mr. Johnson, would you consider
one-year
set-off?
Yes, sir. So that is my motion at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Renoso, the board has voted to deny your parole for absolute discharge or regular parole at this time, sir. I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. You will be recertified in a year or around about that time to come back before this board again. So I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
God bless you all.
You too.